when we say that God is the absolute predestinator of all things, we put no qualifiers on it. There are no maverick molecules with God. There are many people that don't like to admit the fact that God is also over the wicked actions of men and devils. This does not make God unrighteous, because He is in charge of everything that He has created. Now, the Roman Catholics, the Arminians, the New School Baptists all hate it when we acknowledge that God works all things after the counsel of His own will, and that includes evil. So the real subject here is whether God's government extends to both good and evil. If we say that God's government doesn't extend to evil, then we're saying that the devil is God. Remember whenever the swine, the demons were going to be put into the swine, they even had to get permission to run down the hill from God. They had to get permission to cast these devils into the swine by God's permission. The Bible is full of the testimony on this subject. God has declared the end from the beginning. He says His counsel shall stand, and He will do all His pleasure. Prophets and apostles have also corroborated this testimony. Balaam was forced to acknowledge that he could not go through a wicked prophet beyond the word or decree of the Lord. Satan himself, if he could speak truth, would tell us that he could not drown a swine without the permission of God. What about the history of Joseph? You know, we have here that Joseph told his brothers, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." This is not making man not responsible for his evil. God can declare a thing and hold man responsible and cause the very mechanisms in man to bring about that result. So we see displays of the government of God over wicked hands, which even acted in the murder of the Holy Child Jesus. "By the determinate counsel of God, you who by wicked hands have taken and slain." Death and hell can do no more than what our Father pleased. And so I've been charged with making God the author of sin and attributing the evil to God and all kinds of things when I'm merely quoting scripture regarding the sovereignty of God over evil. The very fact that you're calling me a heretic God is so ordained that Larry Phillips be called a heretic, and Larry Phillips can laugh at you and say you are actually coming against God, not Larry Phillips, by coming against his sovereign word. Do I need to refer you to Isaiah 45? I create darkness, I create light, I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. God's the one that raises up kings and brings down kings. God is the one who creates vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. He even stated that that's what he did in regards to Pharaoh. He says, for this very purpose have I raised thee up, so that I might show my name might be declared throughout the whole earth. Therefore he have mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. I heard a guy say, well, a person hardens themselves. Well, what about Pharaoh? You know? Well, you say, well, Pharaoh hardened his own heart. Well, God hardened Pharaoh's heart before Pharaoh's heart was hardened. If it wasn't for the mercy and grace of God, we all would have hardened hearts, would we not? For by grace are you saved through faith, and it's not your faith, it's the faith of Christ. By grace you save through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created unto good works, that we should walk in them. There's only one way we can be not weary in well-doing, and that is if we have the Holy Spirit of God residing in us. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Nebuchadnezzar found out, you know, and he's, after all of that 7 years was over, what did he say? He says, I extol, in other words, I lift up, I exalt the God of heaven. Let's not give Satan more power than he has. He is the prince and power of the air that works. He works in the children of disobedience, in whom we all have had our participation in times past. And so let's not dethrone God and put Satan on the throne. Let's always remember that God is sovereign over evil. He's sovereign over good. He's sovereign over the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know. It takes all kinds to make a world. And so, God has created all things for himself. By him all things are created. Well, that's kind of what's on my mind this morning. I hope you all have a good day today. And those who proclaim the absolute predestination of all things, the humanists absolutely hate. The free willers hate. Because it dethrones them from being God, does it not? God bless.